Dr. Pam Peek, founder of the Peak Performance Center and renowned nutrition and fitness expert, and Michelle King Robeson, founder of EmpowHer.com and leading women's advocate. Cut through the confusion and share the naked, bottom line truth about all things woman. It's Her Radio.
I'm Dr. Pam Peek with Michelle King Robeson, who's on travel today. We're going to be talking about one of the topics that really, really hits home with me, this whole issue of women and smoking. It's been a frustration of mine for years as a physician, especially since the real statistics, the numbers here, are so scary. And I don't think women really know it. I know women oftentimes will start smoking even at an early age. Why? To hold back their weight. To be able to depress their appetite, to do something when they're nervous. And this also affects issues of anxiety, which are much more predominant in women anyway. So we're going to talk about this whole relationship between smoking and women's health. And we have Dr. Lishan Aklog in New York, who is a cardiovascular surgeon, who is also an expert in all things women and smoking. And I really want to drill down on some of these scary statistics. In the last 50 years, a woman's risk of dying from smoking has more than tripled. It is now equal to men's risk. That a woman who smokes is 38 times more likely to develop chronic obstructive pulmonary disease than women who've never smoked. I mean, these are all scary things. So, Dr. Aklog, first, welcome to Her Radio. And, wow, let's start getting right to this here. What are the risks of cigarette smoking, especially as they relate to women?
Thanks, Dr. Peek. It's great to be on here. So, you know, what's interesting is that cigarette smoking, tobacco use, is it affects almost every part of your body from head to toe. We know the most common ones that are sort of known by lay people, such as what you mentioned, the risk of COPD or obstructive lung disease, damage to the lungs. That makes sense, right? The smoke is going into the lungs. Lung cancer is another well-known one, although some people have traditionally attributed that to men. Most people don't realize that the risk of that lung cancer is actually more prevalent in women than breast cancer. It's actually the number one cause of the number one cancer in women. Another very, very important area is cardiovascular disease, heart disease, disease in the arteries to the legs, and peripheral artery disease, and things like that. But, smoking affects everything in your body. So, And things that are of particular interest in women is bone density, osteoporosis, other specific women issues such as menopause, fertility problems, menstruation, all sorts of things that are not commonly thought to be attributed to tobacco smoke. The message is don't do it. We have to figure out ways to get women to cut down on smoking. It's just an absolute huge burden on women and their health throughout the country and throughout the world.
Well, here's another one, another statistic that kind of got my, hair sticking straight up, and that's 23% of women reported smoking in the 3 months prior to pregnancy, and then 11% reported smoking during pregnancy. Now, you and I both know that whole new science of epigenetics, which means that our lifestyle choices actually affect how our genes express themselves. And this is passed on to our progeny. And this is scary stuff. You're smoking while you've got this fetus. And what's going on in there? But more importantly, why is it that women are continuing to do this? Are we just not getting the information out there? Is it that smoking cessation for women is far more difficult than it is for men?
I mean, the answer to all those questions is yes. I mean, let's remember that this is not an issue of weak character or willpower. Nicotine is addictive. It's physically addictive. It's psychologically addictive. So we have to be careful, when we talk about, as crazy as it might seem to think that a woman who smokes would continue to smoke during pregnancy, we have to remember they're addicted, and we have to help them understand the risks, the additional risks that they're exposing, not them, just themselves, but the baby, and help them understand ways to try to quit smoking. But it's an addiction, and physical addictions are very hard to overcome, and smoking is one of the hardest ones to overcome.
So what can a woman do? What are the treatment options?
So the first thing is to not start, right? So we have to, collectively as a society, really, and I think there's been progress on this, on de-glamorizing smoking. The idea that smoking is sexy and glamorous and fashionable and so forth is something that I think we've chipped away at over many decades. But teenage smoking has been a big problem. Most people who start smoking, most people who are longtime addictive smokers, most people who end up with the disease burden of smoking start in their teens. So that's by far the most important thing is that we get our teenagers to understand the risks at an early stage and that they don't start. But smoking, it's important to understand that quitting smoking is extremely difficult. So the therapies that are available are worth trying, and they're worth trying again and again, repeatedly, even if you fail once. And they span the spectrum from behavioral approaches, sort of working with a behavioral therapist to work on the cravings and the psychological side of addictions, as well as a variety of medications that can decrease that urge and the appetite for smoking. Those include nicotine.
There's a new study that came out that said women's brains respond differently to nicotine, that when men smoke, they actually increase the number of nicotine receptors in the brain, that with women they don't, and that this is even affected by progesterone, and the presence of progesterone, which also blocks nicotine receptors. So it sounds like things are getting a little more complex and hairier for women.
That's correct, and it's always complicated, right? I mean, we think we have sort of straightforward explanations for things, but one thing that I've certainly learned, and I'm sure you would agree over the years, is biology is always more complicated than we ever conceive, and there are just so many factors. And one of those things that we're learning more about, just not just with this, but with disease in general, is how women react to disease processes differently than men do. But yes, it has actually been. There is data that shows that it's harder. It is actually more difficult for women to quit smoking than it is for men, for a variety of reasons that likely relate to many of which are probably biologic, and some of which are societal and psychological as well.
Well, there's also one other thing out there. I bet a lot of women are just gripping their chairs, saying, "But I'm going to gain a lot of weight."
Exactly.
Well, you know something? There's some great new studies that really show that all you got to do is pick up your physical activity right now, and then don't cross addict over to food, which is very common and something I study very extensively. And you don't have to do that. All you have to do is just start picking up that healthy lifestyle pattern right now, and you don't have to pick up a boatload of extra weight. A lot of people do, and it averages anywhere between 5 pounds and 30 pounds. It also depends upon how severe the addiction was as well. So
I was just going to say that I think is one of the ways to understand it is for the women to understand what it is that the smoking is doing that's keeping their weight down to some degree. So the nicotine does rev up your metabolism, but it's also kind of the physical
right.
activity of smoking and
right.
the oral sort
right.
of component of that, and identify to replace that as opposed to
right.
that are not food.
Right.
And I think you're absolutely right. If you understand what that is, then you can replace it with things other than
food. Then you can actually have a blueprint. We want to thank you, Dr. Lishan Aklog. So helpful to be able to help us understand that relationship between smoking and women's health. Thank you from Her Radio. I'm Dr. Pam Peek with Michelle King Robeson. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and stay well.